There we go, the Promenade is announcing £74,000 worth of donations from Prom's audiences for musical charities this season. Well, a very warm welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall from me, Susie Klein. Still to come tonight with Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, the Pathétique. And before that, the four last songs. No, not the ones by Richard Strauss, but by Ralph Vaughan Williams. They'll be performed this evening by Radio 3 new generation artist, the mezzo Jennifer Johnston, in tonight's celebration of the NGAs, that pioneering BBC scheme to support young musical talent. Well, just a couple of days ago, the latest new gens, as they're known, were announced. Six young musicians or groups will spend the next 2 years in the scheme. So we thought we'd catch up with tonight's performers, Jennifer Johnston and Ruby Hughes, to see what being new generation artists has meant to them. We found them rehearsing at the BBC's Maida Vale studios.
So Jennifer, we've reached the final stages of NGA. How do you feel?
I can't quite believe it, truthfully. 2 years has flown by in a blink of an eye, and I can't believe how much we've managed to get through and also achieve actually in that period.
So what's been your favourite project?
I have to say working with the orchestras has been absolutely amazing. How brilliant to be given an orchestra for an afternoon and be able to record anything we choose. Each of them so different as well. It's been an incredible experience to feel like you can grow as a person and as well as an artist, but also to be able to use repertoire that you wouldn't necessarily always get to do in a concert. Pick stuff that isn't necessarily mainstream.
It's been brilliant. Absolutely loved it.
Have you found working on lots of different kinds of song repertoire a challenge?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Really challenging as well, having to record 45 minutes of music over 6 hours. I found it knackering.
It is pretty tiring. But also it challenges you vocally in ways that you don't expect, and that also is a good thing, I think, in terms of our future development.
There you have it. It is definitively knackering being part of this scheme. The soprano Ruby Hughes and mezzo Jennifer Johnston, who is about to sing live here at the Royal Albert Hall as part of tonight's Prom. Jennifer is the soloist in a BBC commission which finds contemporary British composer Anthony Payne orchestrating four songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams dating from the composer's last year. Two of them are on Greek mythological subjects and two celebrate marital love. Earlier, we asked Anthony Payne how he came to orchestrate the songs and when he first discovered them.
Well, quite recently, I'm ashamed to say, because I pride myself on my love and knowledge of nearly all of Vaughan Williams' output. I know all the symphonies intimately. I know a great deal of Vaughan Williams, but I did not know the four last songs. Of course, they weren't meant to go together. Michael Kennedy, Vaughan Williams' expert, said that he thought there were two embryonic cycles included in there. Two of the songs belong to one cycle, that's the first and the last, and the other two to a rather different cycle. And they only discovered the four after Vaughan Williams had died, and their publishers said that it would be a good idea just to issue them as a group, but they weren't meant initially to be a group. It sounds rather like a marriage of convenience, but actually they do make sense together. The first and the last are in his late style, post Symphonia Antarctica style. And the two in the middle are more like his earlier style, like Songs of Travel style. And it's a sort of compendium of Vaughan Williams's vocal manner, actually. I think it's rather touching. It sums him up. And, of course, they're all by Ursula Vaughan Williams, his wife. And there's a feeling that a couple of the songs are like love songs written by Ralph for Ursula. And that's very touching.
Anthony Payne, whose new orchestration of Vaughan Williams' four last songs, a BBC commission, is just about to get its world premiere here at the Proms. And applause for tonight's soloist, the mezzo Jennifer Johnston, followed on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall by conductor Osmo Wenska, joining the players of the BBC Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
The world premiere of Anthony Payne's orchestration of the four last songs of Ralph Vaughan Williams, a BBC commission performed here at the Proms by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led tonight by Daniel Rowland, conducted by Osmo Vanster. The soloist, Jennifer Johnston, and a very sprightly Anthony Payne now galloping down from G stalls to join everyone on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall. Warm hugs and thanks between Anthony Payne and Jennifer Johnston, Osmo Vanster. Anthony Payne is such a brilliant composer in his own right, catalogue of 50 or so works in every genre bar opera, but I think also such a great ear for getting inside other composers' minds and sound worlds. He famously elaborated the sketches for Elgar's Third Symphony, and he has spent so many years loving the music of Vaughan Williams, and tonight's orchestration very much a tribute from Anthony Payne to Vaughan Williams. Well, finally on the bill this evening, we've Tchaikovsky's last completed symphony, his sixth. Despite its sombre mood, Tchaikovsky wrote it in unusually good spirits. He was often a composer who suffered from writer's block and from depression, but in the space of just a few months in 1893, he had written a new symphony and it had gone down well with the public. It was his brother's suggestion to name it Pathetique, or Patetichesky in Russian, meaning passionate and emotional. The name stuck, and so too did the other associations of the title. This is music that is full of pathos, tenderness and sorrow, as tonight's conductor explained when we caught up with him earlier.
Is there any music written by Tchaikovsky which is not pathetic? As musicians on stage, we need to do a lot of tears. I have asked during the rehearsals, the BBC Symphony of the players. Actually, they are playing extremely well the whole program. I have tried to explain not only like soft or loud, but what kind of picture I am having in my mind. Those international things which are connected to every human being, like if someone has lost a close friend or relative and cannot say maybe anything, just deeply in a sad kind of feelings. That's when the music is doing much better than any verse. When you are losing everything and then there is some hope again in life. That's what we try to do when we are practicing, when we are studying, when we are rehearsing a big symphony like Tchaikovsky's Sixth.
It is a big symphony indeed. That was tonight's conductor, Osmo Vanska. And all of Tchaikovsky's symphonies really are miniature, very compressed dramas, conceived in both human and musical terms, which was absolutely their composer's intention. Once he was writing to his favourite pupil, Sergei Taneyev, and Tchaikovsky said, "I should be sorry if symphonies that mean nothing should flow from my pen. Shouldn't a symphony reveal those wordless urges that hide in the heart, asking earnestly for expression?" Well, from the very first notes of this piece, you do know you are listening to certainly some kind of lament for what, it isn't clear. Tchaikovsky never gave any details, and when he was asked about the hidden meaning of this B minor symphony, he simply said, "Let them puzzle their heads over it." But he did admit that during my journey, he said, "I often wept bitterly while composing this piece in my head." Well, the convention at the time this was written, Russia, 1890s, was that if you had a symphony that started in a minor key, you should end in a major key. It would be this triumphal journey of darkness to light and minor to major. Tchaikovsky here only does darkness to darkness. It is a pretty bleak portrait that we get. Starts off in the murky low strings, like some kind of musical primordial soup. You then get low bassoon emerging out of that darkness, and it's all achingly slow but highly atmospheric, this kind of ancient smoky perfume to the music. It's so brilliantly conceived. Well, the conductor Leopold Stokowski said of Tchaikovsky, and I think this is absolutely right, he said his musical utterance comes directly from the heart. It's a spontaneous expression of his innermost feeling. It is as sincere as if it were written with his blood. And certainly for Tchaikovsky, music was no mere game and it was no mere occupation. It was his lifeblood. It took the very life out of him. It would sometimes leave him lying in bed with crippling headaches as he tried, as he struggled to work, sometimes to no avail. Always hit him very hard too when the critics were harsh, which they were from time to time. And if Tchaikovsky is your thing, by the way, you can hear all the symphonies, read the last of them, tomorrow night. But right now, live at the Proms, Osmo Vanska returns to the stage for the Pathetique. Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, the Pathétique. Osmo Vansko conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led tonight by Daniel Rowland. That music first heard 28th of October 1893, and just a few days later Tchaikovsky was dead. The conspiracy theorists got to work right away. Such a bleak piece, they said. Surely some kind of premonition, some musical warning of Tchaikovsky's impending death. And a point of view widely held for many years, right up until the present, that there was some kind of court of honour that Tchaikovsky would be tried by his peers for the terrible crime of homosexuality. Actually, Tchaikovsky was relatively at ease with his personal life, his sexuality, and it seems much more likely he drank cholera-infected water and died as a result. That piece, though, has somehow become emblematic of the many struggles in Tchaikovsky's life. And so beautifully brought out in so many ways, so many beautiful colours from the BBC Symphony Orchestra tonight. Applause for bassoonist Graham Sheen. And all the horns. Principal horn Martin Owen. Some fantastic brass playing tonight and winds. And Osmo Vanska on the podium, absolutely wrenching his heart, his guts out. It's a piece that just demands so much of the players and the conductor, and a great relationship between the two. Osmo Vanska regularly invited back to work with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, who, as I said earlier, are giving 11 proms this season. This is the 10th. They did the first night, two operas, Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, Tippett's Midsummer Marriage. They did Urban Classic. Their first night of the proms, Sakari Oromo's first concert. And they'll be closing the season this Saturday with the First Lady of the last night, Marin Alsop, at the helm, steering proceedings. Well, you can catch tonight's prom, as ever, via the BBC iPlayer. Every prom broadcast live here on Radio 3. The BBC Symphony Orchestra back here on Saturday. So too myself and Sean Rafferty. More proms, as ever, tomorrow. But for now, let's go back to Broadcasting House and John Shea.
Thank you very much to Susie Klein presenting tonight's prom, which, as she mentioned, you can listen to again for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Well, tomorrow night we have two concerts for you at 7 o'clock. The Orchestra Sinfonica di Milano Giuseppe Verdi will be completing this season's Tchaikovsky Symphony series with his Manfred Symphony. That's in the second half. And in the first half, a feast of the music of Verdi, one of this year's bicentenary composers, with the tenor Joseph Kalea. That concert begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and then we're back later in the evening for some late-night Schubert, played by Imogen Cooper and Paul Lewis, the C minor piano sonata and the grand duo, and that's at 10:15 tomorrow night. Well, with a further look ahead to the last night on Saturday, here's Katie Derham.
This summer, dip in to the BBC Proms. Featuring star soloists Joyce DiDonato and Nigel Kennedy, this year's last night of the Proms promises a diverse showcase of music. From rarely heard masterpieces and brand new work to Broadway and classical favourites. The BBC Proms, alive with music. Last night of the Proms, Saturday night at 7:30, live on BBC Radio 3.
Well, next tonight on BBC Radio 3, another chance to hear one of our features from earlier in the year, a portrait of the French painter Edouard Manet, presented by the actress Fiona Shaw. Edouard Manet, The Direct Gaze, is just 10 minutes away at 10:15, and after that, Nick Luscombe will be here with Wednesday's Lake Junction at 11 o'clock. So until our feature at 10:15, here's some French music from the 19th century. This is part of Berlioz's Harold in Italy, his symphony for viola and orchestra, as transcribed for piano by Franz Liszt. This is the second movement, the March of the Pilgrims, and it's played by Leslie Howard.
Thank you.
Leslie Howard playing Liszt's transcription of The Pilgrim's March, the second movement from Berlioz's Harold in Italy.